Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. Bottom of this hour will be Laura Logan, part four. This is the finale of my interview with Laura Logan. Great journalist. Has been a great journalist for 35 years, if you can believe it. And we talk about how we can maybe restore journalism and make journalism great again. Dr. Jesse Lopez on this program as well. Make sure you stick around for all of that. It is really my pleasure to have you here on your Friday. Give me some strings. Come on, horn section. That was me. Sorry about that. That was me. Sam. What day is it anyway? Where is Bob Guthrie? Let's go.
Friday.
Uh-huh. Thank God it's...
Thank God it is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Friday.
Let's go. Thank God it's...
Thank God it is Friday.
Let's make it a free speech Friday. Come on.
Free speech Friday.
Freedom. Uh-huh.
Freedom.
Say what? Bring it now. That is Polo. Carrie is off today. Polo's frozen, which is always good. That's Sam in the house making it happen. Why is Polo frozen? What the heck is going on here? I can't wait. I'm telling you, the gremlins are in the machines today. All right. Lisa's doing a thumbs up. In that frozen shot. All right. It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. If I know something about it, we'll talk about it. If not, we'll move on. So whatever's on your mind will be fair game. But again, provided I know something about it. So I'm keeping an eye on the news today, and I'm trying to see what the heck's going on in the world. And it turns out yesterday or the day before, the king of misinformation and disinformation in our country over the past two decades, the king of fake news, lying, and the king of disdain for our Constitution, the way the country was founded. Of course, I'm talking about Barack Obama, shows up at the Obama Institute or something like that, whatever the hell it is, and he starts complaining about how much misinformation and disinformation there is from people like Steve Bannon. And it's so amazing to me that this guy is so completely narcissistic that he's clueless as to how bad he was as a president. He was a horrible president. Horrible. Yet he was the first black president. And, you know, he probably set black people back by generations to become a president again, if you're only weighing somebody's ancestry. Because as smart as he is, as smooth as he seems to be, as well as he studied that speech pattern, country, as much as he did all that and learned how to speak that way and grab attention and give a, and he changes tone and tenor and cadence when he's in front of a black audience and in front of a white audience. This guy divided us, man, worse than we've seen like since the Civil War. Horrible how badly he divided us. And even if you're a black American, you know that what I'm saying is true. Trump did way more for black America than Obama could ever on his best day. Obama lied about being a Chicago, you know, my hometown is Chicago. It's a lie. Not from Chicago. The guy's from Hawaii. Nothing wrong with Hawaii. We're on KHVH every day. I love being on in Honolulu. Love it. But don't lie and say that you were brought up on the north side of Chicago in the rough streets. You weren't. That's a lie. Guy was raised by his white grandparents in Hawaii. Which is fine, good, God bless you. I'm not here to say that you can't. But then he tried to pretend like he related. I am more like black Americans than Barack Obama will ever be. And I will stand by that. Because the guy doesn't believe in fairness, doesn't believe in equal opportunity. He has said historically that he didn't think the Constitution went far enough to get into redistribution, which is nuts. Doesn't make any sense. But here's a guy who decided he would take to the microphone the other day and he would actually say something like this. This is from Fox News. Obama says he regrets not doing more to stop the spread of disinformation, people dying because of it. People are dying because of disinformation, this guy's telling us. Okay? Obama's initiative against disinformation has been widely slammed by conservatives. You think? This is written by somebody named Andrew Mark Miller over at Fox News. Such an important writer, three names. Former President Barack Obama railed against what he called disinformation in a recent speech, claiming that he regrets not combating its spread during his presidency and said that people are dying because of it. Quote, what it does, still nagging me though, my failure to fully appreciate at the time, just how susceptible we've become to lies, conspiracy theories, despite having spent years being the target of disinformation myself. I know it sounded like he was here. He's not in studio. That was actually not him. It was me. So here's the king of mis- and disinformation, pretending he didn't do enough to stop mis- and disinformation. He added, you just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theories or theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. The former president also explained that Americans are dying due to disinformation, particularly related to the coronavirus vaccine. Quote, around 1 in 5 Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated and are dying because of disinformation. Obama's foundation announced earlier this week that he's formed a new initiative aimed at stopping the spread of disinformation. In recent years, we've seen how quickly disinformation spreads, especially on social media. Obama tweeted on social media, and this has created real challenges for our democracy. How's he talking about? The hell is he talking about? I am not vaccinated. How am I putting myself and my family at risk when the shots don't stop you from getting it nor spreading it? You can still get it. You can still spread it. Plus, thousands of people have died after getting the shot and related directly to getting the shot. Not my numbers. Go to RensLaw.com. Check out Dr. Peter McCullough. Check out Dr. Robert Malone. Check out Dr. Urso. These people have all been on my show. They have given you the numbers that the lawyer Thomas Renz has in the deaths related to the vaccines or the shots are from the Department of Defense. They're not from him. They're not from me. And Obama's out here lying. Is he working with Pfizer or Moderna? What's going on? But let's really talk about mis- or disinformation. Like your doctor, keep your doctor. That was a lie. Like your plan, keep your plan. That was a lie. You'll save, on average, $2,500 a year in health insurance. That was a lie. Obamacare will not cover abortion. That's a lie. There are 45 million Americans without health care. That's a lie. That's just one issue. Forget about DACA, deferred adjudication for childhood arrivals. Forget about DACA, which is a complete 180-degree turn from what the law says do. It is illegal. DACA is illegal. There are immigration laws, and Obama told his wingman, Eric Holder, just don't enforce them. Let's just kick the can down the road a couple of years, make them pay a fine. They can go and compete against Americans for jobs. They can just stay here. He just completely ignored the law. I mean, we don't want to talk about Solyndra, do we? We probably don't want to talk about Solyndra. What, $300-something million lost in this failed attempt to bring solar energy somewhere in some weird deal that we paid for? We probably don't want to talk about Benghazi, right? What was really going on in Benghazi when he was the president? As he went to a campaign event the next day in Las Vegas, as we still hadn't collected the 4 dead American bodies, actually 5, including Chris Stevens, from Benghazi. It was a video. It was a video that the Taliban saw, or somebody saw, the Al-Qaeda saw on YouTube. They were floating on YouTube, saw a video, and decided, let's go kill Chris Stevens. That was a lie. We still don't really know what Obama's status has been in his entire life as far as his citizenship goes. And let me explain this before you act stupidly and call me some sort of a birther or some crap. Fact. Barack Obama was taken to Indonesia as a child. Let's say he was born in Hawaii. I don't know where the hell he was born. His half-brother says he was born in Kenya. Let's say he was born in Hawaii. I'll grant you that. Hawaiian born. But then he went to Indonesia in the early mid-1960s, where he was entered in that school. It was a religious school. You either had to say Christian or Muslim. He was entered as a Muslim. His name was Barry Sotoro on that entrance form into this school in Indonesia. In Indonesia, at that point, they were at war. For you to go to school there, you had to be a citizen of Indonesia. So how did he become a citizen of Indonesia? How did they prove he was a citizen of Indonesia? If that's the case, and he had been an American citizen, when and how did he get back into America? When did that happen? And why can't we find the records for Occidental College? And why can't I ask how he went to Pakistan, as he says, as some sort of a student? Did he get some sort of student break on his tuition in college here in the United States by claiming to be a student from elsewhere? But you're not allowed to ask any of that. You can't ask who his friends were in elementary school. If you do, you're a racist. So you want to talk about disinformation and misinformation. You're looking at the king of it in Barack Obama. But he's the one out there who's going to stop it. And people are dying. Show me who died because he or she didn't get vaccinated, who wasn't at high risk, didn't have comorbidities. Tell me. Now remind me about the young athletes that have died after being vaccinated. Now tell me about the males 30 years old and younger in the Nordic countries who were told, don't take Moderna anymore. It's causing pericarditis, causing heart issues. That are, by the way, they're irreparable. I mean, they're just, that's it. You have them and you're going to have it the rest of your life. But Obama is upset that he didn't do more about disinformation because he wanted to make sure that he saved more lives. You know, Obama was the president when the dossier showed up. The dossier is fake, paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Hillary Clinton campaign that was running the DNC at the time. Comey, Brennan, McCain, Obama, Biden, they were all in the know. They were all in the circle. Russia collusion, the dossier, all was fake. It was disinformation. But Obama's the one out here telling us that he should have done more about disinformation. So just your thoughts when you hear this guy show back up in the fray in the town square and decide to take up on a podium or on a soapbox and stand there and say, I didn't do enough, but it's amazing. And he just starts doing his crap, and people just, what, they swoon at his feet again? Remember, there were commentators on network news saying, you know, people are dreaming about having sex with this guy. It was all so disgusting. This rock star persona, there was nothing there. He was an empty shell of a guy. And now he's back in the fray, pushing more shots for people, which is crazy. The same guy who is at the site of the new house he's building in Hawaii, and he's got a house in Nantucket, which is worth millions and millions, $6 to $8 million house in D.C. He's building another one in Hawaii. Everybody around him had a mask on but him. He's the one who's preaching to you. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
All right, glad to have you. Thanks. Appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. Laura Logan at the bottom of this hour. So about 10 minutes from now, part 4 in the finale with Laura Logan. Do not miss that. And then we'll put the entire thing up on Rumble later on tonight. All 45 minutes of it, you can watch it all in one piece, or the separate 1, 2, 3, and 4 will be up there as well. Let me in the meantime tell you about GetUpside. Are you going to check this out yet? been telling you about it for a while now. We're all worried about these gas prices. If you buy gas, and you probably do, you can go and earn some cash back for every gallon of gas every time you fill up. Download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code PAGS for 25 cents per gallon or more on your first fill-up cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. It's called GetUpside. Just download the app. Do it for free. Use promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S, for 25 cents per gallon or more on your first tank. And not just for gas. Earn up to 30% cash back at grocery stores, restaurants, food delivery, too. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card, or Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app. Use promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S. Get 25 cents per gallon or more cash back on your first tank. Got to use my code PAGS, P-A-G-S. Use it now. That's code P-A-G-S. GetUpside. If you haven't downloaded it yet, plenty of time. Go and get it either Google Play or the iOS App Store. You're going to be happy that you did. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. Matt, what's on your mind? Hi.
Mr. Joe Pags, how are you, sir?
Hey, Matt, living the dream. Talk to me.
Matty Marino, Atlantic City, New Jersey. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Anyway, I'm friends with Harry Hurley. I'm sure you know who he is. He was my boss at Trump when I worked with Mr. Trump.
Nice.
In the casino industry.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why they're beating this dead horse. I mean, is that all they really have? If that's the case, Joe, I mean, this is bad for them. If that's what they got, they're going to beat this insurrection on January 6th. I mean, if that's what they have to work with, they're in big, big trouble come November.
Well, I think they are. But, Matt, you have to understand, they are in big trouble, but this is their best chance, which is not very good, but it's their best chance to stop Trump from running again and stop Marjorie Taylor Greene from running again. If they could do this to Gates, they could do this to Jim Jordan, if they could do this to a lot of people that I can name now, then they'll be better off. They know they can't beat them. They have to disqualify them somehow. That's what they're trying to do.
No, I get it, man. I hear what you're saying, and I just can't believe it. And Biden, he's so incoherent. He went from talking about Article 42 to the mask to inflation.
Right.
I mean, this guy can't finish a sentence. He goes off on tangents. I don't even know what in the Sam hell he's saying half the time.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Absolutely. Really? No, Matt, thank you. I appreciate that. You're right. In fact, I think there was one today that I wanted to bring to the people. Let me see if I can find this quickly. There was another Bidenism. Now, over on the TikTok, they're squelching me. They figured out what I was doing, and they're squelching the reach, but I don't care. I'm still putting them. I'm still getting about, I don't know, 10,000 per video. Whereas for a while, I hit one was 1.7 million, one was a million. So they figured out who I am and what I'm doing. But let me see if I could find this quickly, because Biden does it again. It's like an everyday thing now. And you really can't avoid this. I mean, I would like to avoid it, but this is just a 10-second soundbite. He's talking about, I don't know, global warming or climate change or protecting the ecology or something. I have no idea what he's talking about. But just, I mean, help me out here. Maybe you guys understand this better than I do.
You know, our natural wonders inspire, and the reflection inspires our to take action. You know,
What the hell is he talking about? Our natural wonders inspire, you know, to, you know, well, listen, what? I don't know what he means. It would be much easier for me to take this guy on his policies if I thought he were actually doing the policies. This isn't him at all. The fact that they keep on letting him near a microphone is kind of nuts to me. I'm okay with it. I'm perfectly fine with it. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, at some point you got to question the logic. Maybe he's the diversion. Maybe they put him out there just to divert our attention away from what's really going on. Let me grab this one with Diane in Pennsylvania. Diane, about a minute. What's going on?
I got the show late today.
Okay.
But this was Biden and the misinformation. I just wanted to bring up the point about, okay, who made the decision about putting our elderly back in these nursing care facilities against their advice, and they died?
Well, in New York, it was Cuomo. In Pennsylvania, you know, it was Rachel Levine, who now got a much better job, which is awesome. In Michigan, it was Whitmer. That's who did it. But no, we can't talk about that, because the right didn't do that. The left did that. And the left can't do Mr. Disinformation. I appreciate the call. I think that Andrew Cuomo should face charges. I think that Gretchen Whitmer should face charges. I think that the person who used to be Richard Levine should face charges. That's what I think. Because we were putting COVID patients in back into nursing homes where the most susceptible in our society were living. Comorbidities, high risk factor, we were supposed to protect them. We didn't. In those states, at least, and many more. Keep it here. When we come back, part four, the finale with Laura Logan. Don't touch that dial.
Joe Pags.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Great journalist. She's been bringing it to you for over 30 years now, and she's working hard today to restore what journalism is. What some of you think is journalism probably isn't. It's part four now of Laura Logan on the Joe Pags Show. I need those original entities to say, we lied, we made it up, we were incorrect, we suck. I mean,
they're
not going
to do it. They're not going to do it. Ever, 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 ever going to do it. This is what I would say to you, Joe. I used to feel that way, and I used to look at it that way. I no longer care. This is the part that I think, you know, people just don't get, is it would be like being in the middle of a battle, and at the end of the day, say you're in the middle of, you know, Dunkirk or Normandy, you know, looking to your enemy, going to your enemy commanders and saying, how did we do today? And, you know, that story that you put out to the German people about how, you know, you decimated our ranks. That wasn't true.
Right.
And we expect more from you. No, you know, it's time for people to recognize where we are. They are never, ever, ever going back. What they're talking about, they have doubled down on almost every single false narrative that exists. They have not apologized for Ukraine, for the sham impeachment. They have not apologized for saying that Trump lied when he said he was spied on. They haven't corrected the record on that. They haven't done any reporting to correct the record on Lieutenant Colonel Vindman,
right?
You know, who is a piece of an absolute, I don't know what you're allowed to say on the radio, but if I could think of a bad word, I would say it. And and by the way, people should know that the JAG lawyer who's going after whistleblowers in the Department of Defense now for telling the truth about DOD and COVID is Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's twin brother.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, the Vindmans are not done trying to destroy this country. And, you know, and Lieutenant Colonel Vindman had a terrible military record and record of disciplinary action and record of stealing from his fellow Rangers during the, you know, the Ranger training and all the rest of it, being booted from his original team and so on and so on. I mean, these are things that any journalist with real curiosity could find out in a heartbeat, and they don't. They're not going to ever correct those false narratives. They still allow this aura to sort of persist that, oh, well, Mueller didn't find anything, and, you know, Durham is politically motivated, and there isn't, okay, so maybe Carter Page was actually an informant for the CIA and the FBI and wasn't really a Russian spy. However, Trump's still guilty.
And by the way, most people don't even know the things that you just said, which are fact. Vindman, by the way, is that piece of garbage. His interpretation of that phone call was proven to be incorrect when the actual phone call was released. They still impeached the guy. And this guy, and you're right, yeah, and his twin brother is still moving up in the ranks. It's the weirdest thing. And he walks around as if I have to call him Lieutenant Colonel and salute him when I see him. It's Laura Logan. Go to lauralogan.locals.com. Lauralogan.locals.com. There's a story right now, and we're just about out of time. I've taken so much of your time, and thank you for being so generous with it. There's a story right now on Twitter that I'm sure you probably know of, and I know I don't want to give any more glory to Twitter, but there is this alleged journalist from the Washington Post, this Lorenz, who decided that she would release the identity of the person behind the account Libs of TikTok. Now, Laura, if you're not familiar with the story, I'm going to just and I'll outline this for the people watching and listening.
I love Libs of TikTok.
It's an incredible account. The Libs of TikTok literally just takes publicly posted videos by liberals admitting that they're as dastardly as they really are, and in full, not editing them or anything, just posting them on Twitter.
Repost them.
The reporter from the Washington Post has found out her identity and put her name out for everybody to see. And they say this is important journalism to uncover the person because she is setting the narrative for the alt-right in America. Laura, please speak to this. I don't get it.
Well, you know, I mean, what about at Devin Nunes Cow, right? I mean, remember the anonymous Twitter account?
Yep. That was okay.
Devin Nunes relentlessly, and is still doing that, by the way. There are a number of fake accounts. Look, this is a difficult one because I believe in one standard, right? I don't believe that people should be able to hide behind anonymity, but there are plenty of people who do. And if there's going to be one standard, like, for example, the New York Times has gone after Andy Ngo repeatedly, right?
Right.
And why have they gone after Andy Ngo? Because he does exactly what they've just done. He exposes Antifa, who Antifa is an organization that depends on and relies on deception. You know, remember all the reporting by Associated Press and everyone else that when Bill Barr said a lot of the people in the so-called I love how they keep going down every time I talk about something controversial. But if you remember Bill Barr, when he was talking about the fact that there was a lot of Antifa in these BLM rallies and protests, Bill Barr, was attacked, and they said it wasn't true because the AP went through arrest records and they didn't find any Antifa.
How do you do that? Is there a registry somewhere?
This is a deceptive organization that relies on deception, and they don't self-identify as Antifa. And it shows that you know absolutely nothing about your subject, and you're a moron for even reporting and printing that, right? Or you're politically motivated. And so if you're going to say that Andy Ngo is not a real journalist because he captures the arrest records and all of the publicly available documents that expose who these people are, and he publishes them, then you can't say that the Washington Post is a serious newspaper because it's exposing who's behind libs of TikTok.
And I agree with you, and I'm willing for you to tell me how stupid I am, but I want to make a direct comparison. Andy Ngo is uncovering people that are out there violently attacking people. They're not just finding out where they live. They're going out and they're disrupting the neighborhood. They're letting air out of tires because of global warming. This libs of TikTok person is taking videos off of TikTok and putting them on Twitter, and this reporter for the Washington Post said, it is so important for me to tell you who she is, where she lives, and the general vicinity and where you can go and find her, because this to me is a signal to those who would bring violence to go and get this person. Now, I know that we don't have a sort of
you're not allowed to stay with them. You're not allowed to point anyone to them. That's supposed to be the standard across the
board. You know, Andy Ngo goes out and gets hit in the face with bricks and then reports who hit him in the face with bricks and he uncovers them.
Tried to kill him twice. They write all over the walls, murder Andy Ngo. They call for his, for him to be murdered on a daily basis.
So is there a journalistic difference between releasing one's identity who tried to kill you and somebody else's identity who is making you mad with her tweets?
Yes. But in terms of just writing about who is behind libs of TikTok, just exposing that there is a person behind it. I mean, I think we should all celebrate that. Celebrate the person herself or whoever it is, because what they've been doing has been an extraordinary great service.
Right.
And what it shows you, Joe, it doesn't justify their actions, but what it shows you is how effective libs of TikTok have been, because they fear the libs of TikTok. That's why they did what they did. When they come after you, when they come after me, it's because they fear us. And where they attack us is a roadmap to their weaknesses. It's a roadmap to what threatens them the most. And that's where you really find the truth. So I feel bad for the person. It's not the kind of journalism that I would ever want to do. But would it be a valid story if, for example, I looked at who is anonymous? Who's behind anonymous? I mean, there is some journalistic argument there for who's behind, someone who's doing something like that. I'm not sure that hiding behind anonymity online, you can argue it both ways, except when it comes to giving people's location so that they can be attacked. When that is done deliberately, that's people doxing and trolling, right?
Right. But it bothers me that they're alleging that she somehow is rallying the alt-right because she's posting videos from, or she's anti, you know, she's homophobic or anti-LGBTQ, which is just dumb. They're just mad that she's exposing them from the videos that they themselves have put up there. LaraLogan.locals.com. LaraLogan.locals.com. Didn't get a chance to get into Egypt. Hopefully you'll come back and we can do that. My God, stay out there and just keep on bringing us the information. The reports that you do are second to none. And I'm friends with Cheryl Atkinson and Sarah Carter and John Solomon. There's some great reporters out there. You are just the top of the top. What you were willing... I remember before I even really knew who you were, 20 years ago, I saw a report and I said, wow, this woman doesn't care. And by not care, I meant you didn't care about life and limb. You put yourself out there to bring the information to the people. We need more Lara Logans.
I care about the truth. And it's very hard to get to the truth. It takes a lot of work for all of us, and it matters. And that's what I've always worked for. Regardless of who was paying my salary, now I don't even have a salary. But I have the support. I have the support, you know, of our audience. And if the fact that people are willing to pay to subscribe to people and everything just shows you how important it is to people to have the truth in this moment.
I hope you'll go and subscribe to her locals page, LaraLogan.locals.com. It was on Fox Nation, now not there. We're hearing about the hubbub there. Maybe we could talk about that next time. But if your sole source of income is LaraLogan.locals.com, I want every single person watching and listening to go and do that, because you brought us more than we could ever pay you back. And I mean that over the past 30 some. I don't believe you that you've been reporting for 32 years, whatever.
35.
If you say so, Lara Logan, who's 41 years old, obviously. Lara, thanks a million for making time for me. I know how busy you are. Let's do it anytime you want to come back on. My show is your show.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you so much. All right. We're back after this. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Your thoughts. Lara Logan, four parts on the Joe Pags Show. We had it. We had her Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Do you like when I do long-form interviews like that? I think that it's pretty cool that we just keep it going. I mean, we did the 45 or 50 minutes together, and just great information. And I wonder if you think that journalism can be made great again. Will journalism really be even-handed again? Will journalism really be ethical again? It is so far gone. When you watch the local news, there is so much stuff that's being put out there that is opinion, and they cloak it with big words and newsy-sounding words that you don't really realize that they're giving you opinion, but they are. So your thoughts about that. I've got time for a few phone calls here. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. I'll go to joepags.com, read the lead story about Fauci, joepags.com. Scroll down to the bottom, click on contact, and you'll send an email right to me. I want to know, do you like it when I do? I did a two-part series with Adam. I did a four-part series with Laura. We've done four- and five-part series with Giuliani and Franzese and so on. Do you like that kind of stuff? Does it keep you engaged? I definitely want to hear from you on that. So make sure that you take a minute and let us know. Meantime, I do want to remind you about our great sponsors, because without them and without you, we couldn't get this show done, right? So let me remind you about Superbeats. Superbeats gets it done all the time. I've been taking Superbeats for a long time. I'm not as young as I used to be. Don't have as much energy as I used to have. It turns out energy is directly related to your blood flow, your circulation, your blood pressure. You get great blood pressure support from Superbeats. They had the powder for a long time, which you would take in the morning. Now they've got Superbeats Heart Chews. The Heart Chews will give you a great pick-me-up that'll last a lot longer than some candy or maybe, I don't know, a coffee or an energy drink. That stuff, or sugary soda, just doesn't last very long. Then you get a big crash afterwards, right? Why not go and check out the Superbeats Heart Chews? They've got unique clinically researched grapeseed extract. They promote heart healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. Just two of these in the morning and you're all set. Non-GMO beets, grapeseed extract, combined together, tastes great. Go right now. You can save up to 45% plus free shipping at joelovesbeets.com. It's their best offer available anywhere. That's joelovesbeets.com, joelovesbeets.com. Up to 45% off at joelovesbeets.com. Make that happen, and make it happen right now. This story jumped out at me because there's so much being talked about when it comes to the education of our kids. We talk about it all the time. We get all riled up all the time. I made it clear I am not against teachers. I'm not against the public school system. My kids go to public school. So I'm for the teachers if they're doing it right. I'm for a coalition with teachers to raise the best, most the best educated, most productive member of society we can in these kids. The teachers and parents should work together to make that happen. More and more, and mainly because of teachers' unions, you're not seeing that. And Randy Weingarten, who is the nuttiest of the union leaders when it comes to teachers and education, doesn't think that there should be a parental bill of rights. In fact, parental rights bills are the way in which wars start, is what she said. This is what an idiot Randy Weingarten is. Teachers union leader says Florida bills are a type of legislation that start wars. Written by Timothy Nerozzi over at Fox News. I mean, there's something wrong with this lady. Let me just put that out there. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten warned that legislation similar to Florida's recent parental rights bill may have dire consequences. Quote, this notion, we've been very lucky in America, and we in some ways live in a bubble for a long time, Weingarten said. This propaganda, this misinformation, this is the way in which wars start. This is the way in which hatred starts. There's something wrong with her. There's something wrong with her. But she's echoing who? You just had Obama say the same thing about disinformation and misinformation and about how it's killing people. This is their new mantra. They've all gotten together, whether it's an email string or what it is. They've all gotten together and they've made their minds up collectively. We've got to pretend that we have the real information. Anything other than what we say is mis or disinformation. And let me really double down and say it's going to start a war. It's going to kill people. The AFT is the nation's most prominent teachers union and has been a consistent and vocal critic of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and of the GOP school legislation, accusing the party of overstepping boundaries and placing undue restrictions on educators. The union, one of the most powerful labor organizations in the country, has tried to walk a tightrope as school boards nationwide are seeing a surge of parental participation. AFT has stated it supports parental involvement in education, but expressed concern about some so-called vocal minorities who, according to the group, wanted to marginalize kids and censor teachers. Quote, educators welcome parent involvement in schools because our kids do best when teachers, parents, and caregivers work together, said AFT President Randy Weingarten. Gave that statement to Fox News earlier this week. We had a lot to do to help kids recover and thrive this year after 2 years of an unprecedented pandemic. So rather than help us help our kids socially, academically, and emotionally, these vocal minorities want to marginalize LGBTQ kids, censor teachers, and ban books. She's an idiot. She's literally an ass wagon. Nobody who's 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 is LGBTQ. No, they're just little kids that should go to school and learn stuff. Back to the story. Weingarten was slammed last month for a series of blunders while showing support for Ukraine, including misspelling the nation's name as Ukraine. She spelled it R-I-A-N-E. The spelling mistake came after AFT was slammed on social media for promoting a tweet where the Ukrainian flag was depicted upside down in a post that was also deleted. Ukraine's flag features blue on top of yellow, symbolizing blue sky over a bountiful field. However, the photo that was posted by the union, the color yellow was above the color blue. She's an idiot. She's the leader of an education, a teacher's union in this country. She didn't know what the Ukraine flag looked like. She didn't spell Ukraine correctly. Now, can there be a typo? Sure. But if your job is the leader of a union of those who educate our kids, maybe you spell check. Maybe you double check. You're not a dorky talk show host like me who can make a mistake and go, yeah, whatever. You guys know what I meant. No, you're somebody who wants to hold yourself on high as knowing more than the rest of us, more than I certainly, about education. And you're saying that a war is going to be started by not forcing LGBTQ sexual orientation or gender ID on 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds. This is the person we should look at as the beacon of education in this country. Give me a break, dude. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. We're coming right back. Stay here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.